seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. And so it can be said that the blood running in the veins of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was the same blood as that of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Furthermore, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the seventh divinely appointed imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. From among the various beautiful qualities and characteristics of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find that a few stand out. One of the qualities and characteristics of the persona of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam, which really stands out, is his clemency and his restraint of anger. Kazim, of course, which is the title given to Imam Musa ibn Ja'far. Kazim means one who restrains their anger. And so we find that the biographers and the historians clearly have written and announced and proclaimed that clemency was among the great qualities and unique characteristics of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Historians have also unanimously agreed that Imam al-Kazim repelled the greatest of offenses with kindness, and that he repelled the greatest of guilts from the people with pardon, just as his holy grandfather, the great Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his household, had done as well. And so, not only is the blood that runs in the veins of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam the same as the blood that was in the veins of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but the manners, the behaviors, the sunnah, the personality of Imam Musa al-Kazim was just like the personality of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. These, dear friends, are the dialogues of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام لما سئل عن أدنى المعرفة الإقرار بأنه لا إله غيره ولا شبه له ولا نظير وأنه قديم مثبت موجود غير فقيد وأنه ليس كمثله شيء.
Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, when he was asked about the lowest degree of inner knowledge, replied, "It is to affirm that there is no God but He, and that He has no likeness or match, and that He is eternal, positively proven to exist, present and not absent, and that there is nothing like Him."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Now, in the interesting conversations that we have and these dialogues from Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam, the seventh divinely appointed Imam, we find there is a very interesting conversation that happens between Imam Al-Kadhim and one of the grandsons of the second caliph, Umar ibn al-Khattab. So one of the grandsons of Umar ibn Khattab, he ended up wronging Imam al-Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam, and he cursed Imam Ali alayhi salam. One of Imam al-Kadhim's followers intended to kill this individual, Umar's grandson, but the Imam prevented him from doing so. Imam al-Kadhim decided to solve the problem in some other way. So he asked some people about where this individual lived, and they answered that he was a planter and a farmer on one of the outskirts of Medina. So Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam disguised himself, mounted his ride, and went away. He found this person on his farm, and he went towards him, and he said to Umar ibn Khattab's grandson, whose name was Al-Umari, and he found that Al-Umari all of a sudden started to scream and say, "Do not walk upon my plants." The Imam, of course, was not walking on the plants, but he continued, and when he reached Al-Umari, he said with complete good words and kindness and gentleness and leniency, he said, "How much have you paid to sow your land?" Umar ibn Khattab's grandson said, 100 dinars. Imam al-Kadhim said, "How much do you hope to acquire from it?" The man replied, "I do not know the unknown." And then Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam replied, "I only asked you about what you hope it would bring to you." And then the man replied, "I hope that it will bring me 200 dinars. Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam gave the man 300 dinars and said to him, "This 300 dinars is for you and your plants as they are." Al-Umari all of a sudden changed and was ashamed of himself, especially when he found out that this was Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam, the same Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam whose grandfather he had been swearing and cursing at. And one day after this event occurred, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam went to the mosque of the Holy Prophet Masjid al-Nabi, and he found that Al-Umari was sitting there praising Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam. The beauties of being kind, lenient, using good words, and being gentle with the people. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
In another occasion, Abu Hanifa comes to Imam al-Sadiq and complains to Imam al-Sadiq about whom? About his son Imam al-Kadhim. He says to him that your son, when I walked past him when he was performing his salah, he did not extend his hand. Surely one should extend the hand and not allow an individual to pass in front of a person who is praying before Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Imam al-Sadiq says to his young son, "Answer him, ya bunay. Tell him, what is the answer that you have?" Imam Musa al-Kadhim says, "Oh my father, when I was performing my salah, I had dissolved myself and I was fully in attention and in awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence that I did not even feel that anyone went past me. I did not even go through any experience that a human being has indeed gone in front of me during my salah. And therefore, from a young age, Imam alayhi salam's exalted characteristics and attributes was there for people to see. Yet when it comes to the biography of the Imam and his life, many people would perform the ziyarah of the shrine of the Imam in Al-Kadhimiyyah in Iraq. Yet when it comes to understanding his teachings, when it comes to understanding his statements, when it comes to learning about his position and his stance against oppression, his patience, his perseverance, his forgiveness, many people will struggle to tell you about the life of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far. And that's why it's important for us to have a reflection upon the titles that the Imam alayhi salam was given.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.